This is the Recruiting Guy Podcast. And now, here's your host, Richard Davenport.
All right, this is Richard Davenport, Arkansas Democrat Gazette, HoHogSports.com, the second podcast I've done. And we're going to recap a few things and talk about a few things that are upcoming. I know, obviously, a lot of Arkansas fans are excited about basketball, but we're going to start with football right now. Last week, Sunday, after his official visit, Mike Harris, a safety from Alabama, committed to Arkansas. And that wasn't a surprise. I kind of predicted that last week's podcast because he had never visited Arkansas, but I know that he was very excited about getting to Fayetteville because his former teammate, Amonte Spivey, who's a freshman running back on campus right now, they were teammates last year, so he had a comfort factor far as knowing that if he came to Arkansas, he would know Amonte. And for some kids, that's not a big deal. They can venture off to different environments without knowing anybody and be okay with that. But I think with Mike, it really made him feel comfortable about Arkansas from the get-go. And now, I mean, if he gets on campus next summer, he's got a friend, and they're not just casual friends. They're really close. So that wasn't a big surprise. He's 6 foot, about 180, very, very fast. His coach told me, and I know a lot of times people, when they think about 40-yard dash times, they kind of roll their eyes because sometimes it's what a coach will time a kid, you know, at their particular high school, and sometimes people are not real confident in those type times. But his coach told me that Mike ran 4.3s at the Alabama and LSU camps. So and usually it's the coaches at those camps that do the timing. So obviously he's got the speed. You look at his film. Very, very sudden and very a great closer to the ball, whether it be a receiver or a running back. And another thing, that I think the first play of his huddle highlight is a running play where he just blasts the running back. I mean, you can go on there and just see it. He's very physical. He doesn't shy away from contact. And let's face it, a lot of times I don't care if it's a safety or cornerback or nickelback or whoever, quite often those guys are a little scared of contact. I mean, it's just face it. You see it all the time where guys are not the most physical when tackling a running back or a receiver, and Mike is definitely that. He could play the safety position, cornerback position, or nickel. He's got that flexibility. Arkansas is recruiting him as a cornerback, but he had a top seven that was pretty impressive. It included Tennessee, LSU, and Alabama. But obviously Arkansas was able to get him on board. And a very good pickup going forward. So they're currently at 14 commitments. We talked last week about three of the other official visitors, and I think Arkansas has a good shot with those guys. But let's turn our attention to basketball. A lot of excitement about Coach Musselman and his program, especially after Tuesday night's opening season victory over Rice, where they look good offensively, defensively. I know a lot of times in the past with Coach Anderson and his philosophy and his way of doing things, a lot of fans got discouraged by the high percentage that opposing teams were able to shoot from the three-point line. One thing just jumps off at you with the stats from Tuesday's that Rice shot 8% from the three-point line, which is if you do that any number close to that, 20% is great, but down to 8%, you do that on a fairly consistent basis, you're going to win a lot of games because the three-point shot is so important to college basketball and basketball in general. But obviously, people were turning their attention to the recruiting class of 2020. You already have Devontae Davis on board right now, the Jacksonville guard who could play the one or the two, about 6'4", about 170, may even stretch out to be about 6'5", but he always wanted to be a Razorback and realized that dream when he got the offer from Coach Muss. But Saturday's a big day. Everybody's talking about it. If you're a Razorback fan, you know Moses Moody will be making his decision on Saturday. He's flying in from Florida, where he's attending school, to make his decision, announce it at 6 p.m. on Saturday, and it's open to the public. It'd be kind of hard to believe that he would announce in front of all the Arkansas media and people, most likely Razorback fans, that he's going anywhere other than Arkansas. But I've been surprised before, but I've been saying for the longest, especially after soon before the official visit that he and K.K. Robinson took for the Auburn game, that I felt very, very good about Arkansas's chances of landing both of them. Still feel that way. I think on Saturday at 6 o'clock that Moses will probably announce for Arkansas. But, again, we don't know until he does that. I think Coach Musselman has, you know, in his NBA background and the way he coaches and his philosophy is heavily influenced by his years in the NBA. Kids want to go to the NBA, and he preaches the NBA not only to the kids during practice, but you see it on social media too. A great marketing tool for Coach Musselman and his staff. They really focus. They're very, very savvy on social media, and I think that's going to play a role in Moses Moody's a decision on Saturday. But again, like I said, we'll see. This weekend, Jalen Williams from Fort Smith Northside, he'll be making an official visit to Arkansas. 6'10", 235 pounds. He visited Auburn last weekend, along with Chris Moore from West Memphis, the forward. Obviously, another Arkansas target. But Jalen will be able to spend an official visit's 48 hours, where a lot of times you see kids make unofficial visits. Unofficial visits usually last anywhere from 4 to maybe 6 hours at the most. And Jalen will be able to spend 48 hours with the coaching staff starting on Friday, going to Sunday. And he'll get a more in-depth look at the program. And be able to figure out if Arkansas is a fit. I think Arkansas is in very good shape with him. He did tell me last night or the day before that the A&M visit that he has scheduled for next weekend, his exact words, most likely I will, but I'm not 100% yet whether he'll take that official visit. So right now it appears Arkansas and Auburn. But I've always thought that Arkansas would be his landing spot, and but we'll have to wait and see. He said, as far as a decision, when he'll want to do that at the beginning of his senior season, which starts next week. So, you know, it could go on till the following week, or there's no firm date for him to make a decision. But, again, I think closeness to home, him being raised in Arkansas, I think his family wants him there, but at the same time, letting him make his own decision. I mean, when your mom and dad live about 30, 40 minutes away from Fayetteville, it's awful convenient for them to be able to attend your games, and I think that's going to play a role with Jalen. Also, you're going to wait. You're waiting on K.K. Robinson, who I said that earlier in this podcast that I think Arkansas is in very good shape with him. I think he ends up being a Razorback again. He and Moses have talked about playing together. They're very close. Arkansas is the only school right now that gives them that opportunity. So you have to feel pretty good with that. Chris Moore, a little bit more difficult to make a read on him because I think it's ultimately coming down to Arkansas and Memphis. Even though he did visit Auburn, and you got to consider, obviously, that's from what I understand, everything went well there. But I think it will come down to Arkansas and Memphis. Being so close to Memphis it's a huge advantage, I think, for the Tigers. But I know that Coach Musselman and his staff did an outstanding job hosting him and giving him a good indication of how they could develop him. And, again, all these guys want to go to the NBA, and in the NBA background of Coach Musselman and his staff is really big. I thought the early signing period runs November the 13th through the 20th. It looks like right now Chris Moore is the only one that will sign during that time period. He's going to announce his decision at West Memphis High School on November the 15th. Moses, KK, Jalen, they're saying that they'll wait till the spring to sign. So even if they commit to Arkansas, you won't get their signature till the spring. And I know that makes some people uneasy, but to me, it's kind of like kicking the tires of a new car. They didn't tell me this, but I'm just assuming that they just want to see Coach Musselman's first year at Arkansas and just see how they play and see how he coaches. Just see what happens this year and compare it to maybe some other schools that they've considered. And but at the same time, you would prefer them to sign early, but it doesn't look like that's going to be the case unless something changes between now and the early signing period. Often I'm asked about official visits and what's all involved with official visits, and I thought I would kind of go over this. Let's say Jalen gets into town tomorrow, gets into Fayetteville tomorrow around noon or whatever. Obviously, he'll meet with the coaches. Good chance that he'll most likely eat lunch with the coaches, and oftentimes kids will go. The coaches and the kids will go to Jerry and Gene Jones Academic Center, where not only do they obviously have the academic center, but they also have a cafeteria for the student athletes, and kind of gives them a little bit of an idea what that area looks like in the cafeteria and the food that they offer, and the food, from what I understand, is outstanding. So that's something that they'll probably do, and sometimes it just depends if a kid gets in, say, late in the afternoon. A lot of this could kind of flip towards Saturdays. That some of the things that I'm going to be talking about, they could delay some of the activities till Saturday. But anyway, if Jalen arrives around noon tomorrow, they'll probably eat lunch, maybe meet with a nutritionist for the staff nutritionist, and then student athlete development and a tour of the Jerry and Gene Jones Academic Center is usually also involved. The student athlete development is pretty much, trying to develop the kid off as a person. Sometimes that involves community service, going to a homeless shelter, feeding homeless people at a shelter, or going to different organizations and trying to help the needy or anything like that, that kind of takes the focus off of the kid, but on other people, and lets them know that how they can look at other people that are less fortunate, and kind of gives them an idea of maybe how blessed they are, and just something to open their eyes with, because a lot of times kids don't have that interaction with people that are maybe less fortunate, but that a lot of times that community service is something that definitely brings that to the forefront. You usually either Friday or Saturday, depending again when you get on campus, you'll meet with the trainer, Mark O'Neill, and kind of get his philosophy and how he looks at things as far as injuries and how they try to rehab you or maybe just simple after practice things that they do to try to give the student athlete a chance to recover, help their body recover from practice or games and things like that. And it's usually about a 15-20 minute type meeting, and then sometimes kids will also meet with some of the people in the athletic administration, say John Fagg, the deputy AD, or other people in the administration, and then if they have practice tomorrow afternoon, they'll probably take in the practice, and then that evening They'll either eat, say, at a restaurant, or they'll go eat at Coach Musselman's home at some point, either Friday evening or Saturday evening, whatever the schedule can flip-flop, like I said. And then around 7:15, Arkansas will take the kid and his family back to the hotel, and the parents will usually just kind of do their own thing and kind of relax, because an official visit, they have usually every 10 to 15, 20 minutes planned out for you, and it's just constant Friday, Saturday, and Sunday until you leave. But what will happen then is the recruit, say Jalen Williams, he'll go out with his player host, and in a situation like that, most likely I would venture to say his player host will be Isaiah Joe, because they were teammates at Fort Smith Northside. What you usually try to do on try to get a kid that on the team that is similar in personality, likes, maybe from the same city, from the same school, same state. If you're emphasizing recruiting the state of Texas or something like that, you usually put them with a kid that came from the state of Texas or is having success at Arkansas. But you usually just try to hook them up with somebody that's very similar in you know, personalities and just tendencies that they like to exhibit. But then on Saturday morning, they usually pick up the kids and the family around 9:30 to go eat breakfast. Sometimes they'll eat on campus or eat off campus. One of the recruits earlier this year ate at the Blessings Golf Course, one of the top golf courses obviously in the region, and a beautiful area of Northwest Arkansas. And then say if there's a practice tomorrow, because there's a football game at 11 a.m., they may or may not have practice tomorrow. If there is a practice, they'll attend that too. And then about 45 minutes before kickoff, the 11 a.m. kickoff, they'll head over to the stadium and go on the sideline. And then shortly before kickoff, go up in the stands and watch some of the game. Other things that you'll do during an official visit, you'll meet with the coaches, obviously, numerous times, and they'll go over how that they could help you develop as a basketball player. And also you'll meet with a strength and conditioning coach, kind of give, and he'll give his spiel about his philosophy and how he views things as far as development of the student athlete. Then probably one of the favorite things is the photo shoots. Most of the time they're done on Saturday afternoons, and that's one of the things that the kids really enjoy, and you'll see them tweet out those photo shoots of them wearing the Arkansas Razorback uniform. And you know Coach Musselman and his staff, they like to recreate famous NBA photos that we've seen, LeBron James or Michael Jordan or whoever. And sometimes they let kids make their own decision about what photo shoot that they would like to recreate, say from an NBA player. And I know kids really enjoy that, and that's something that they'll do. And also, they'll also meet with an academic advisor, and kind of break down maybe if they have an idea what they want to do as far as a major, kind of give them a little bit of information there, and see if that's a good fit for them. And it may not be a good fit for them, and they may think, okay, here's some other areas that you could maybe possibly major in. Obviously, a campus tour and a tour that Bud Walton is involved. And then Saturday night, you'll have dinner with the coaches again, either at Coach Musselman's house or most likely a local restaurant. The Catfish Hole obviously is a go-to place a lot of times for kids and the coaches, but sometimes that's not necessarily the case. And then he'll go out again Saturday night with his host. Then Sunday morning, they'll get up around 8:30, meet for breakfast around 9:30, and have more meetings that morning potentially. Or if they have an early flight, they'll take off and have their flight and head home, and that'll be the end of the official visit. But anyway, it's kind of a little bit of a breakdown of what an official visit is like. And it's very similar for football, too. So you just kind of reverse it as far as, you know, strength and conditioning coaches. Obviously, coach meets with the football kids, and they tour the weight room and facilities. But that's pretty much it for all official visits, basketball and football-wise. But anyway, that's just kind of it for this week's edition of the podcast. We'll come back next week, and appreciate you listening.